two to the Who's Gonna Win episode, right? Mm-hmm. We was talking about fucking... We said Big 30, and then we said... I said Duke Deuce, and I said
Youngster,
right? Okay, the reason I'm saying that is because them, that's like a kind of like a heavyweight class match. A heavyweight class match, right there.
Why not?
Free for all. No. Or we just going 1v1.
Now, if we're doing 1v1, we're really just saying 30 versus either one of these niggas.
He got 30 like he's fucking Thanos.
I mean, this is the fucking test your might letter, bro. We slick did everybody else kind of like that in that last episode.
I ain't gonna lie. I had to get my money against Dude's beating the shit out of this nigga. 30. Then Dude's getting his ass kicked by a youngster.
Okay, so now I'm saying so you think Dude's gonna beat 30, and then 30 will beat youngster. Right?
No, youngster beating 30.
Damn, 30 losing all the way around. Yeah. Damn. Well.
Yes, I think so. I have confidence in that one.
Alright, here go the game. Again, right? I'm going to throw a name up. You give me your challenger. Alright? NBA Young Boy. We'll go. You knew it was coming.
I'm just going to say it just for the fuck of it. We just talked about it at the very beginning. Them two niggas, man, yeah, nigga right there, NLB Chopper. I'm just gonna throw out somebody. That's the same rank. I don't think this nigga Young Boy.
In that case, I'm gonna have to instantly say Young Boy. Just go. Because I don't think Chopper keep up.
You can't.
I don't think he'll keep up.
But still, I don't think Young Boy can keep up with himself. He's gonna be lost in the damn self. He can't even fight against herpes. So no, I guess this nigga taking an extra L. I put this nigga up against any fucking Baton Rouge underground rapper that probably whoop his ass.
You say against who?
Any Baton Rouge underground rapper will probably whoop his ass. Yes.
Alright.
Nigga Soldier Boy.
Alright, here you go. Here you go, a name. About to throw it up. Roddy Rich.
Go ahead and say Roddy Rich. I put Tory Lanez, but I know Roddy might end up winning.
There's a fight between Roddy and Tory Lanez. I might have to put my money on Roddy for that one. I'm not gonna lie. I might have to. Yeah, I might have to.
Alright.
Okay, here you go one. J. Cole, Kendrick.
How do you get Kendrick?
Damn. Why? Because this nigga's from Compton,
too. Nah, Compton ain't got nothing to do with it. Just feel like he's a little bit more edgy than this nigga. That light-skinned brother's taking the L.
Nah, fool. No. J. Cole not taking the L, fool.
He took an L in Africa. When he was hooping.
Bro.
Niggas out there for a good little minute. I only had 2 points, I think.
Bro.
You put on for that city of Africa, didn't you? The whole continent.
Niggas trying for. Okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna deal with them. Fighting wise, that life's getting better taking the hell.
Alright.
You might wanna call Prince in for help.
Damn.
That nigga was jacking.
Okay. I don't even know if we should do this. You know? I don't know. But we're going to do it anyway. Prince versus Michael Jackson. Who winning? You know, straight up, like, think about
Mike Jackson, fool. Mike Jackson.
Mike Jackson, bro. Think Mike about
Jackson.
It, though.
I ain't gonna lie, Prince Jackson, too, though.
True.
But I gotta go with Mike Jackson.
Man. To be honest, bro, I want to do a top. I have to do a top for that.
Mm-hmm. My mind is made up.
Man, maybe. Nah, it's a top. It's a top for me, dog.
That's a no for me, dog. Mike Jackson. Shit.
What?
I'm gonna be like in a padded room, like close as hell, close quarter combat. With Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles.
That would be funny as fuck. I ain't gonna lie.
Put the buzzers on.
I'm gonna say Stevie Wonder, because I still low key think Stevie Wonder can see.
My own God.
I still low key think that nigga can see, bro. So I'm gonna say Stevie Wonder.
I ain't a lie, fool. He probably can see that. He start getting bigger and bigger patches in his head. Like, damn, what's my point? This nigga dress
out. Nah, bro. He had to play the role, bro. He
was like, this shit out.
He had to play the role. He was like, I'm gonna have to do my hair like this so they know.
Looking like
Cynthia. I can't see this shit. Like,
looking like Cynthia on Rugrats.
Hell no. That nigga look like a mannequin on fucking graduation day.
Shit.
Oh, that nigga shit look like
snatching my nigga shit out.
Bro, I'm like, bro, this can't. This is not your real hair.
No, real shit though. I got Ray Charles because he was beating bitches and niggas. Shit the movie.
This is fucked up. It just depends on this fucking. Ray Charles was on heroin strength or not.
And he survived on a war.
Who? Ray Charles? True. Damn. He did. Damn.
At a young age.
He was a SEAL.
At a young age, but that was a force, not right. By choice.
Right.
That's fucked up. Damn, right. We hit him.
It happened. Whatever. It happened. I mean, it made him who he was today, or was then. In this battle, that matters.
I'm about to say, my name is a bone, so I don't think it did by that.
What we're saying, I mean, it kind of matters a little bit.
Mm, yeah. yeah, Wale versus Trip C.
What?
You throwing out alive niggas, dead niggas, new okay. Niggas, old niggas.
All right, now, okay, all right, we've moved to that. You said Wale versus who?
Pimp C.
Bro, I'm gonna go get my piece of candy that's over here. And this man just said Wale versus Pimp C.
I mean, come on, fool.
Are you serious right now? Pimp C, nigga, what are you talking about? Not at all. I'm sorry. No, these chickens are not. But definitely
old people candy.
Nigga, no it's not. It's fucking Haribo Star Mix. You get all the good kind. It's just they didn't put any snakes or any cherries.
Why do you got your fucking Coca-Cola bottle but ain't got shit for them? Alright, but yeah. Pimp C is beating this nigga ass for shit.
That's all day. That's a given.
Oh, hold on. Oh.
Okay, Bun B versus Pimp C. Matter of fact, don't do that. Don't do that. So we need to save that for something else. Yeah.
Keep the shit original. Lil Flip versus T.I. We already saw that fight.
Well.
Wasn't T.I.
Okay. Wayne versus somebody.
Mm-hmm. So you got to put this nigga on the same junkie level? Wayne and Lil Uzi.
I'm going to say Wayne. Got to.
Because he look like a mummy, and he probably got mummy powers.
Maybe. Said mummy powers.
Wayne. Hmm. Both of them about the same fucking height. Nah. Yeah, maybe Wayne. Maybe Wayne. Maybe Wayne.
Okay. We go one.
And Cody wins at the end.
Is it the special call? Cody in the special. Nigga just does like a thing and one of the dreads come off and shit and like, my eyes!
Be some shit you can only do once.
Right.
That's why Wayne started to look like that.
Please tell me do once. That's fucking stupid, dude. What the fuck? Uzi pops out fucking... Hang on a second. Like, what is this nigga doing? He's just putting the gemstone in his forehead and shit.
This nigga took out this motherfucker quick. He kind of pale like vision.
The soul stone is taking my soul. Look at that nigga. All right. So.
Money bag, yo. Burn.
Baby.
Juicy J.
Bruh. Juicy J can't battle his own addiction.
Oh, damn.
No, bro.
Money bag.
We can't put Juicy in this jump. Yeah, put Juicy J in this jump. Oh, we put Juicy J against, like, Boosie or somebody.
Boosie's still losing.
I guess. I guess. Okay. I'm gonna say Moneybag. I was gonna say bag, but I was Moneybag versus Moneybag versus Pooh Shiesty.
You should have said Pooh Shiesty versus Lil Durk.
Is that even a battle? Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
I was a Lil Durk can't help his nigga fight.
Alright, here we go. Here we go.
Not even they die. You ain't fighting when they die. They looking down, looking up, probably.
Damn.
Like this nigga did shit for me.
Alright, Moneybag versus YG.
YG.
No.
What?
No. I might have to say Moneybag for that one.
Why?
I feel like Moneybag, that would be a jack and ass fight.
Moneybag ain't fighting.
But that'd be a jack and ass fight.
Moneybag ain't fighting.
It would be. YG versus Moneybag, that's a jack and ass fight, fool. Come on.
But still, YG come out on top.
I don't think so.
Why can't you see it?
Because I don't see that happen. I did not see that happen.
I don't think enough. I see in a fight right now, Moneybag ain't got that killer instinct to finish the job, to even do the job. What
the fuck are you talking about?
Yes, nigga. Moneybag
no, bro. No, bro. If that was a fight, that fight would more than likely end. It would go rounds, right? YG gonna definitely put up a good ass fight and all that. Probably maybe have more hits, but Moneybag is delivering the knockout. Or it's gonna be the TKO. If that was a real fight. Yeah, bro.
I don't know why you believe yourself like that. But,
shut the fuck.
Because, bro, that's not happening.
Yes.
Cool bro. Story, bro. But
shut the fuck up.
Why is he taking that dub?
Nah.
You must believe me.
Shit, nigga, I'm dead from this shit.
Oh, fuck.
Shawty versus Doja Cat.
Okay.
Who's coming? Who's on top?
Doja. That bitch look like she's always active.
I'm gonna have to say, okay. Kevin Gates. And then who is your challenger for Kevin Gates?
Let's see. Kevin Gates. Trying to think of a real good one for this year for Kevin Gates, though.
Kevin Gates is a hard one, bro.
Man, that nigga ain't really that tough of a person. Nah, against, really? I put him up against Rick Ross.
That's nah. Man. No, absolutely not. This man is getting murked.
It's like a Snorlax versus what's called a Nidoran. Nidoran, a little rhino looking motherfucking thing.
Yeah, nah, this
Snorlax one.
That's literally, bro. This is like the one time in life that a hippopotamus would be killed by another fucking animal in the wild. That's what would happen to Rick Ross. That's what's gonna happen.
Bro.
It's fucked up.
No.
Yes, bro. Yes, that's what happened. Unfortunately.
That is fucked.
Yep. Pretty much.
Let me see here, sir. Who else? Then we can see just like really going. I think of somebody just going really toe to toe. And I know they'll go toe to toe, fucking just fight. There's always been a fighter.
All my life.
Some good gems. Fuck. Young Buck.
This court sentence.
Child support.
Right.
Fuck.
Or fucking, how about this? How about fucking Lloyd versus his trash ass rap career?
This nigga right here, man.
Oh, man.
Get
it
out for this nigga, Lloyd Banks.
No, I don't, bro. No, I don't.
Well, Banks, pull right now at your Eddie. Not knowing your dough. What you gonna do?
I'm still gonna be. If he was like, oh, let's rap battle.
No, he didn't blow out. I'm here to kick your ass. I've been hearing all the antics you've been having growing against me.
I'm gonna be like, you know what?
Wanna fight?
We can go out in the front yard and fight, okay? But I'm going to ask you now that you can't afford Timberlands to please take your lugs off in my front yard. That's what I'm gonna fucking say.
What did you say? What if he call you a bitch and then he smack you in your front door?
I'm definitely gonna break this nigga's neck. Like, no, I'm not. I'll definitely beat his ass back. Yeah, of course. What the fuck? Like,
I was about to say, I know a nigga gonna fight back at the devil.
Lloyd Banks should definitely try to rap somebody. Or something like that. That's what he should do.
Rap his whole career already. And a mixtape.
This way. Alright, okay. Bro, we got down to Lloyd Banks and Young Buck. We are definitely at the end of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We down to G-Unit? Nah. All right, we done. Oh, yeah. Don't forget to drink water, motherfucker. Bye. LBL.
Baby, I just want love. Be the one that you can kiss and hug. Lean on me when push comes shove. Baby, I just want love. You give me that buzz. You the only one I trust. I just want love. 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 I wanna be the one that you think of when you get up. I wanna help you out when you feel stuck, like what's up. I wanna kiss you when you're down on your luck. I wanna hold you when life's too much. I wanna go out and spoil you just because. This isn't lust, yeah this is love. And I won't budge. Let's just do us, like I'll be the judge.
You said what your last man was. That could never be us. I'm in love with your mind. I'd spend all of my time just to make
baby,
you mine.
I just want love. Be the one that you can kiss and hug. Lean on me when push comes shove. Baby, I just want love. You give me that buzz. You the only one I trust. I just want love. 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 I just want love.
I just want love, I just want trust. So can we talk like it's just us? Cause it's just us. You light the room, I light my blunt. Just look, don't touch. I like the way you move on me. I just want love, just hold on to me. And we'll go up, running to you in the clutch. Baby, it's not just a crush, I just want love. Leave your last man in the dust. You got that glow like the dust. Running with you is a must. Just wanna focus on us.
Baby, I just want love. Be the one that you can kiss and hug. Lean on me when push comes shove. Baby, I just want love. You give me that buzz. You the only one I trust. I just want love. 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 I just want love.
Oh yeah, by the way, gotta add this feature for everybody. So if you like any music that you hear, you have your friends or your artist friends that you want to get their music, even spoken word, put out on the show. I'll put a link in the description, my email, and all that kind of stuff. Send it to me. We'll go through some stuff, and we'll see about getting it on the show. So also, you can leave voice messages on the show, and I can listen to them, and you can possibly get a playback on the show as well. Alright, y'all mean? So, alright, here goes. The next track.